You know, it's funny how we always think of math as this big, scary thing, like something you just do in school,
Right.
stuck in textbooks and classrooms. Not exactly a day at the beach, is it?
Right.
But what if I told you there was this group, SmartLight, and they're totally changing how we think about learning math. And get this, they're doing it at the beach.
Yeah.
So we are diving deep into SmartLight today,
Okay.
an organization doing some incredible work, not just teaching math, but really, truly transforming lives.
Yeah, and what's so interesting about SmartLight is they work in these disadvantaged communities in Birmingham, places where, poverty and cultural barriers and low literacy kind of all collide.
Aye.
And they see how these low numeracy skills play such a big role in that whole picture.
It really makes you see how connected all these issues really are. But before we get into SmartLight's approach, can you kind of paint a picture for us? What does this cycle of poverty look like when it comes to, numeracy specifically?
Well, just imagine for a moment the day-to-day, right? You're struggling to understand bills, maybe, or how to budget properly. And then maybe you can't even help your kids with their homework. It's this constant feeling of being stuck, and it can be so incredibly disheartening. And the idea of even trying to learn new math skills just feels impossible.
Absolutely. And in the blog post, some of the things that people were saying, it's too hard. I need to learn English first. And those aren't excuses. Those are really genuine feelings of fear and inadequacy. It comes from years of these negative experiences with math.
Exactly. And that's where those traditional learning methods really miss the mark.
Right.
They don't address the emotional and social stuff going on underneath it all. Just picture it. Someone telling you to memorize multiplication tables
Yeah.
when you're worried about putting food on the table or you're dealing with a language barrier.
Right.
So it's no wonder that many adults in these communities just kind of feel resigned when it comes to math.
Yeah, it's like almost like asking someone to climb a mountain when they haven't even learned how to tie their shoes yet. And it sounds like this is where SmartLight realized they needed a totally different approach, something that would break down these barriers and make learning math not just, achievable, but actually enjoyable. And that's where the beach comes in, right?
Exactly. So SmartLight organized this trip to Barrie Island specifically for women and children.
Oh, interesting. And why focus on women specifically?
Well, it's all about recognizing the ripple effect, right? You empower women with these essential skills, you create this positive impact that just goes way beyond the individual. When women thrive, their families thrive, their communities thrive. And honestly, what better place to start than tackling a skill that so many have learned to fear and avoid math?
Okay. So we've got these women and kids all headed to the beach, but this wasn't just, like a day of building sandcastles,
Oh,
right?
no, not at all. No. SmartLight, they actually wove math right into the day. They showed how math is everywhere, even in the little things.
Oh, okay.
I mean, think about it. When you plan a family outing, you're budgeting, right? You compare prices for snacks. You decide, okay, do we pack a picnic or do we eat out? These are real math problems that we solve every day without even thinking about it.
Yeah, that's true. And I remember in the blog post, it talked about how they even used something as simple as buying ice cream to kind of teach about budgeting and like calculating change.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what they did. And by putting math into these familiar, enjoyable experiences, it loses its scariness. It becomes something that people can relate to, something that can even be fun. And, educators, they call this contextual learning.
Okay, so instead of those like abstract formulas in a textbook, it's about really understanding, okay, how does this apply to my life?
Yeah, exactly. It's about making it real. And there's so much research now, that shows how well this approach works. When we learn in a context that we understand, our brains, they just connect the dots better. We
Yeah.
remember things better.
It's like the difference between like memorizing a vocabulary list and actually having a conversation, right?
Yeah.
One is just like, ooh, I'm just memorizing. The other one, you're actually making meaning and you're connecting. And I
Exactly.
guess that's where that aha
Yeah.
moment comes in. Suddenly, math isn't this like foreign thing stuck in a textbook.
Right.
It's a tool, something that can help you in your everyday life.
Yes, it gives you control, It's empowering.
And speaking of empowering, You mentioned an image from this trip that really stuck with me. It was that picture of the words building families written in the sand.
Oh.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, that picture, I mean, it just captures SmartLight's whole mission.
Right.
It's this visual reminder that when you empower women with these important skills like numeracy, you're not just building up individuals, you're building up families and communities.
It's such a powerful image, and it goes beyond just math, I think. It speaks to the power of education when it's done the right way.
Absolutely.
When it's engaging and it's relevant and it actually empowers people.
Yes, it really makes you rethink the whole idea of learning, you know, and how we can make it more meaningful, not just for kids in school, but for everybody.
So we have these women at the beach. They're experiencing math in a whole new way. What kind of impact did this actually have on them?
Well, the blog post, it mentioned this one quote from a participant, and it's really powerful. She said, "This trip showed me that maths is a skill we can all learn."
Oh.
I mean, just think about that shift, right?
Yeah.
From "it's too hard" to "I can learn this."
Right, yeah.
That is huge.
From "it's too hard" to "I can learn this," that is a huge shift in mindset. And it really underlines something so important about learning in general. It's not just about, you know, what you learn, but how you learn it. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. SmartLight really hit on something important there. When we feel empowered, when we see how it connects to our lives, when it's a positive experience, that's when the magic really happens.
Yeah. It makes you think about all the other things maybe we shy away from. We think, oh, that's just not me. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But what if we could approach those things, those skills, with the same kind of joy and excitement like those women did on the beach?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think that's the lesson here, right? SmartLight gives us this like blueprint for turning learning into an adventure, and not just in the classroom, you know, this applies to like everything.
Yeah, it's about finding those little aha moments, right?
Yeah.
Those sparks that make you curious and want to learn more.
Exactly.
And sometimes that just takes a change of scenery or a new way of looking at things, and that belief that, yeah, maybe I can do this.
And who knows, right? Maybe your next aha moment will happen in the most unexpected place. Could be at a museum or in the kitchen or even, building sandcastles on the beach.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's a little challenge for you. Think about something you've always wanted to learn, but maybe you felt intimidated or unsure about it. How could you approach it differently? You know, in a way that's more fun and interesting and empowering. What's your maths on the beach, so to speak? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.